Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today you've only got me. As you've noticed, you've got no intro music, and likewise you'll have no outro music. It's only going to be a short podcast, about 5 to 10 minutes, if that. So I won't bore you that long. What I want to talk about is self-responsibility. Now, sadly, Caroline Flack, the TV presenter, committed suicide. And it's devastating. When anyone commits suicide, it's devastating. I've known people who've committed suicide. I've tried to kill myself before. That's something I've never really told anyone. Well, I tell a lie, one person knows in my life. Obviously, it didn't work, because I'm still here, and I'm glad it didn't work. And I've one of my best mates wanted to kill himself. He said bye to me, said bye to everyone else, then wanted to try and kill himself. Luckily, there was an intervention. He got sectioned at the local hospital wing. He's come out. We're talking about a good 10 years plus now, but he's doing really good now. He's living a good life, which is good. What I want to talk about is self-responsibility. You can only make the choice if you want to kill yourself or if you don't want to kill yourself. It's no one else's fault. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because people seem to blame the press and social media that Caroline Flack killed herself, which personally I don't think's the case. I think it was her own choice. I believe she had mental issues before, mental health issues before. That's why I told you a bit about myself before, to just give you a bit of background, because I'm still on medication. I'm on citalopram. I can't remember if it's 20 or 25 milligrams. I've been on them for about 2 years. When I went on to them, I went in the doctor's office and I cried like a baby. I wasn't really ashamed of it, because I know I needed help, and I thought I'm going to not try anything daft again, and I don't want to impact other people's lives with it, so I thought I'd go get some medication. I am trying to get off the medication, slowly but surely, because I don't want to be on it all my life. But just to give you a background, that I do know what it's like from the inside and the outside. I think it's a case of personal responsibility. Being in that mindset before, it's your choice. No one pushes you to do suicide. No one puts a gun against your head. It's your choice, and it's down to you. People have got to take self-responsibility. I'm not being a dick or a prick when I say this, but I do believe it was her own choice. And as I said before, I do believe she had mental health issues before this all happened. If you're a celebrity, you were thrust into the limelight. The press, the media, everything is going to be on you. And that's the sort of deal you sign when, like, you go into that sort of area of entertainment. And as soon as you do something wrong, they'll fucking be on you like a ton of bricks. We've seen it before with Princess Diana and everyone like that. And, like, you know, footballers, anyone who makes a mistake that's in the limelight will get fucking hammered. That's part and parcel. And she should have known that before she took the role on, which I'm sure she did know that, bless her. But what I'm trying to say is it was no one's fault. I'm sure she struggled with this, and I'm not being a dick, and I am so sorry for all her family and friends out there. It's not nice, and as I personally know, it's some, like, not nice. It's a very selfish act to commit suicide, because the people around you, it decimates, and it's just... they'll wish that, why didn't you come to me? Why didn't you say something to me? I could have helped you. And they'll feel unloved as well. So on that side of the coin, it is very selfish. But on the flip side of the coin, being there and feeling there's no hope and no nothing to live for, it's a very hard thing to come to terms with. As I say, it was my choice. I tried to do it. It was my friend's choice, he did it. And it was my other friend's choice, who luckily didn't do it, that he wanted to do it. No one makes you commit suicide. And no one makes you have mental health problems. This is the thing as well that needs to be looked on more. Not blaming who this, that or the other. Mental health needs to be really rigorously looked at now, because if you broke your arm or you hurt your knee and it was hurting a lot, you'd go to the doctors. If you had toothache, you'd go to the dentist. So if you're hurting inside, you go to the doctors and have help. There's help out there, there's loads of good organizations there. I just think there's a stigma attached to anxiety, depression and things like that. And you shouldn't be ashamed of it if you've got bipolar, anxiety, depression. No way should you be ashamed of it, because it's nothing to be ashamed about. Many people suffer from anxiety and like depression, and it's not nice. I still suffer with that. I've been on tablets on and off my life. Or should I say, I've been on medication throughout my life for depression and anxiety. I'm on tablets now. I feel good, though. Sometimes, some days I feel bad and think, is it all worth it? But then I look what I've got and I try to look at the good things in life. That's one thing that pisses me off about people, is when people say, well, why have you depressed? Or why are you depressed? You've like got a job, you've got this, you've got that, blah, blah. There's no need for you to be depressed. And I've been told that before. And it's very condescending to be told that, because unless you've suffered with it, you do not know what the person's going through. And it's like not a nice thing at all. It's fucking horrible. But on the other hand, it is that person's choice if they decide to end their own life. It's no one else's fault. In the case of Caroline Flack, it's not the press's fault, and it's not social media's fault or the trolls' fault. I know none of that would have helped, but at the end of the day, it was her own decision and her own, I won't say fault of doing it, but it was her own choice to commit suicide. No one else went there and said, you must commit suicide, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. It's their own person's choice. And don't forget, I am saying this because I know from one of my best friends trying to commit suicide, me, myself, trying to do it. Obviously, it didn't work, thankfully, because at the minute, I'm happy. And one of my mates actually committed suicide. So it's not just something I'm pulling out my ass. I actually do know a bit about it. For people who do suffer from depression and anxiety, there is things you can do. There's groups out there. Even if you haven't got any friends, so to speak, just go to the doctors and they'll like put you in touch with someone. If you don't want to go to the doctors, pick up a phone to speak to the Samaritans. There's help out there. I know it's hard, and I know sometimes you wake up and think, I can't be fucking bothered with this life at all. I can't be doing with the bullshit that goes with it. There's ways that I can cope with it. I like to express myself through either writing or doing a small podcast and getting it out there. I use cannabis as well. Now, that helps me deal with a lot of things, cannabis. It's not for everyone, so, I mean, I'm not a doctor, so don't go out fucking start mashing weed and things like that, because it might not suit you. CBD I use as well, and I try to immerse myself in happy things. So if I feel sad or I feel the onset of something coming on, I try to put on a happy film, go for a drive. Driving really helps me. The things you don't do is think sad thoughts. Well, try not to think sad thoughts. Do not listen to depressing music or sad films, because that is the worst thing you can do. Trust me on that. That's the worst thing you can do. It has pissed me off a bit that the media and social media and the like are getting blamed, and there's inquests being open to it, how things happen. That's just part and parcel of being a celebrity, and you're not going to get away from that. Nothing's going to change. As soon as you're a celebrity and you fuck up, they're on you like a pack of wild dogs, and that's the way it has been, and that's the way it's going to be, because that's just the fucking contract you sign. You sign your soul to the fucking media, and that's it. They'll like have you on any little thing. But I just wanted to put it out there that it's the person's choice, and it's self-responsibility. And you see it in this day and age. No one's prepared to I'm doing this on my phone and it keeps closing. No one's prepared nowadays to take self-responsibility. They're all too quick to blame someone else. If someone didn't have done this, they wouldn't have done that. Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. I don't think it's good enough. I think a lot of people need to take self-responsibility and stand up for what they've done. That's about it. It's so hard when someone's got depression, because you do feel like you're treading on eggshells and that, and they go into themselves and you try to help and sometimes they just don't want the help. Which is fine to an extent, but if you do feel like that, that's the sort of trigger moment that you need to get sorted out, and you need to get looked at and some help. If anyone's got mental health issues or depression or anxiety, there's people out there. Speak to friends, go for a walk, exercise helps. Smile at someone in the street, they might smile back. It might give you faith in humanity again. This might sound all like dippy bullshit to people, but don't forget, I've been there, I've been through it, I know what it's like. If people ever need any help, I'm probably not the best one to come to be fair, but they're quite welcome to come on the podcast and talk about it, or just speak personally on one-to-one. As I say, I'm probably not the best person to help, but I have been there and I can see it from the inside and outside. But starting to blame other people for committing suicide is a very dangerous path to go down, and it's very slippery as well. I often think about when I'm feeling sad, and that I often think about the people that love me and how it would affect them. Because I know it would destroy my parents and like the rest of my family. So I think about that now, and I think about the things I have got and the things that I wouldn't have. As I say, it doesn't help when people say, which I've had before, what have you got to be depressed about? You've got a job, got this, got that and the other. That doesn't matter. You could win the lottery, and that's only superficial. That would only mask for maybe, might only mask for a couple of days to maybe a couple of months, and you'd have all this crazy shit, this dead good stuff, top of the range car, top of the range house, this and that. It's not going to make you feel better, trust me. What you need to do is go to the doctors, speak to them, see them, what they think. Being on medication is nothing to be ashamed of, because it can help. It's helped me. I'm trying to get off it because I don't want to be on it for the rest of my life. But to start blaming other people if people commit suicide is wrong, and I think it's not very nice to put the burden and blame on other people. I'm sure they didn't help, but they wasn't the last straw to it. She's obviously had a lot going on, Caroline Flack, obviously, in her life with a boyfriend and that. And I just think in general, we all need to take a bit of self-responsibility, a bit of pride, because we're given such a precious gift that is known as life. And we should make the most of it. I know it's hard. It's so fucking hard at times. But yeah, that's just what I wanted to get out there thinking. I'm not doing it to be a prick, but it really gets my goat when people say, oh, she might still be here if the press wouldn't have done this, that, or like the other. I can tell you for a fact, if people want to kill themselves, they're going to do it regardless. All right. So that's it from me. I just want to say thank you. Thanks for listening. As I say, I don't mean to piss anyone off or upset anyone. I just thought I'd tell my view, and as you know now, I've been there, and I can see it from the inside and outside, because I've experienced it myself, and it's not nice. And so, yeah, that's it. All right, thank you.